You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
Today, I bring to you a word of encouragement entitled Dependency. Dependency. Dependency is the state of being dependent. Because we are dependent on God, we receive the plan of salvation. Come on now. When we are dependent on God, we don't do each other wrong. What does that look like? It tells me then we have to be very slow to react. We have to think before we make our moves. Dependency, dependency, dependency. Lord, how do you want me to handle this? Lord, how do you want me to deal with this? My God. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins. The Lord will punish all those that refuse to depend on Him and having life your way, making your decision without putting God in it. As we told you and warned you before, the Apostle Paul said, for God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God. So let me ask you, by whose standard will you live your life? Will you live your life by the standard of another human being, or will you live your life by the standard of Almighty God? Ask yourself that question. The very God who gave you His Holy Spirit. I want you to understand that the Apostle Paul was writing to saints. This was not an epistle to pagans. This was an epistle to the saints. Making an appeal, like I'm making an appeal with you today. To be dependent upon God. So many times we use the words, if I had just listened to that mind. My mind told me, my mind, or we like to use the statement like something told me. No, the Holy Spirit told me not to do this, but I want to have it my way. My way. It's about time I be promoted, so I'm going to do whatever it takes to be promoted. Your dependency is on you, but you will not make it very far if your dependency is not on God. Somebody said it's total control. Total control. Verse 9. Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourself have been taught by God to love each other. Do you understand you can't even love without being dependent upon God? Do you know what loving someone dependent on God look like? It simply means that even when I displease you, even when I upset you, you still love me. You quickly forgive me. because your forgiveness dependent upon God and how you treat your fellow men. If we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will our heavenly Father forgive us. Word. That's what the word of the Lord says. Come on now. That is what the word of the Lord said. And in fact, you do love all of God's family in Macedonia. So what the Apostle Paul is saying, you already know how to do this. You don't need a teacher. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, do so more and more. Let me encourage you to love a little harder. Let me encourage you. I know that you love me, but love a little harder. I know you love your sisters. I know you love your brothers, but it is commissioned today. Love a little harder. Expand yourself a little bit more. And in order to do that, it calls for introspection. You must see a reason to. Lord have mercy. Listen why he wants us to do this. Listen why he wants us to do this. There's a reason, you know. And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You will only lead a quiet life when you love a little harder. Listen, listen. You should mind your own business and work with your hands. In other words, what he said, love a little harder and become an entrepreneur. Become an entrepreneur. So when your heart is wicked and full of corrosion and deceit, it's hard for your business to prosper. Come on now. I was speaking with an entrepreneur yesterday, and the person was telling me how many years they've been in business and they had to close their business because people no longer want to work, and when they come to work, it's obvious they don't want to be there. And the person said, I have a friend who have owned restaurants and looking to close his restaurants because people wait a half an hour to call to say, I'm not going to make it in today, I'm not feeling well. But when we are entrepreneurs, it does not work like that for us. God will give people the heart to show up for your business. Oh, Lord God. Oh, I wish we would understand this today. Just love a little harder. Love a little harder. Be quiet and let the Lord give you a business and come totally dependent on Him. So that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. So it was not designed for us to be dependent on other people. He wants to bless you like that. But to bless you like that, it is going to cost you. It's going to cost you your self-will. It is going to cost you to surrender your control and do things God's way. Total dependency. And if you continue to read to the end, you will find out that the ultimate goal here is that we prepare ourselves to meet the Lord in clouds of the sky. But while we are waiting, we need to be taken care of. You listen to what I'm trying to say to you. Because when we are stressed out and when we become unhappy, we don't want to hear from anybody. Sometimes people get to a place, they don't even want to hear a word from God. Sometimes people get to a place, they said, I'm sick and tired of hearing, thus saith the Lord. And nothing is really happening for me. And the question really is, have you truly applied yourself? Have you surrendered full control? Or you're trying to help God out? You know how many times we try to help out the Lord? You know how many times we said that, Lord, I'm trusting you with the process? But we try to work it out ourselves. Where is our mindset today? Where is our mindset today? Last week I encouraged you, and the feedback that I got amazed me, because I'm like, okay, I didn't feel that it was as impactful as the report that I was getting. And after the service, someone called, a member of the church called and said, there's this individual in New York that just want you to lead them to the Lord, because the person was on. The person became convicted and want to take a trip to Florida to be baptized. And when I listen to other believers talking about how they were crying, and I'm saying, okay, what am I trying to say to you? It's not senior pastor that is doing it. It is the Holy Spirit that is doing it. So there are times when you hear encouragement and you go, oh, I don't need to hear this. Oh, that was too simple for me. Oh, I wanted something else. I guess he's not talking to you today. But he's talking to somebody. Like Sister James says, he's talking to the one. God is calling out to somebody today. Depend on me and only me. Because I'm telling you, when you depend on me, I fail. Man fail. Husbands fail. Wives fail. Children fail. Even you fail yourself. But God never fails. Let me implore you today to stop. Stop right where you are and give it back to God. Whatever it is that you have taken upon yourself and determined that you are going to prove to this or that, God says, total dependency. Depend on me, for I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Anything that we acquired outside of Elohim, we will pay the ultimate price. And often says, Lord, let nothing come to my hand that was not in your will for me. Anybody dare to say that today? Lord, everything that will come to me, let it be that which you have in the will for me. Don't forget that the enemy is also out there and he's issuing out gifts to people. He's making promises to people. And he is no respecter of who he visits. He even took the Messiah up on a high mountain. And he said to him, if you worship me, all this I will give to you. I'm telling you, he's speaking to some of us very subtle. He's very subtle. And he's telling you right now, if you do this, or if you do that, this is what you will accomplish. If you do this, or if you do that, listen to me. Ask yourself the question, Lord, are you in this move? Lord, is this what you want me to do? Lord, am I going down the right path? Did you order this? Is this a part of your will for me? Lord, did I just buy this on myself? Is it my own will? Is it my vain desire? Because you see, there are a lot of things that I desire, but I know for a fact it is not God's will. There are some things that I want, but I know for a fact God does not want that for me. And there are times when we know it, you know, but we turn a blind eye and we say that God will understand. Hear me today. Hear me today. The Lord said to tell you, stop while you're in the process. Ask me, did I order this for you? Did I commission this for you? Did I put this in the will for you? Total dependency. Swallow your pride. Because to depend on God, it sometimes look ugly, but can I tell you, on the other side, it is beautiful. On the other side, you'll come out as fine gold. On the other side, God's name will be magnified. On the other side, God gets the ultimate praise. On the other side, you will be able to sing, it is well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that God is speaking to somebody today. And I'm saying, Lord, anything that I have in progress that your will is not attached to, put a missile in it. Lord, any plans that I have made that you are not in it, turn it to foolishness, God. Any counsel that I have gotten and it is not from you, let it not come to fruition. I wish somebody would praise God. I said, I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would lift their hand and said, Lord, I surrender. Lord, I take my hands off your steering wheel. Lord. Lord. I don't like it. It feels uncomfortable. God, it does not feel good. I'm wrestling with it, but I trust you. I trust you. Because what you must understand is that even though God has given us a word, there are times when we dread the outcome because we are afraid of the unknown. But hear me today. Trust the process anyhow. Go on anyhow. Just move forward anyhow. God's got you. God's got you. I said that God's got you. He's got you. He's got you. Total dependency. I gave a minister this word this year, and I told the minister, the Lord said to tell you, hands at your side, sir. I said, the Lord said to tell you, hands at your side. I said, the Lord said to tell you that you would be more progressive in your life, but you won't put your hand at your side and let God have his way with you. You're too busy trying to fix it yourself. You're too busy trying to make it on your own. God said to tell you, hands at your side. Let me do this. God said, let me do this. I can tell you, I could just be here all day and testify about hands at your side and watch God work it out. And there are times when he physically just strapped our hands because we can't move to the left or to the right. We just have to stand still and watch how he works it out. In closing, it does not matter how disappointed you have become in life. Hear me. We're still writing the story. It's not over. You might not like where you are right now. The devil might have been saying to you, what have you accomplished with all these wonderful years that was placed here on planet Earth? And you see your clock ticking. So now he's telling you, you have to hurry up and do this. You have to hurry up and strap this to yourself so that it can be said you didn't die like that. Don't bow. Don't bow. Open your mouth and respond to the enemy. Thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The Lord is in you. Open your mouth and let him speak out of you. Can I leave this word in your spirit today? You're right where God wants you to be. My daughter never let me forget that. She always reminds me, Mommy, we're right where God wants us to be. Let me tell you something. The Lord will let the enemy beat upon you and beat upon you, and then allow you to rise up to prove to the enemy that it doesn't matter how hard you pound me, I was built to stand. I was built to progress. You can't stop me. Lift your hand where you are and open your mouth and decree and declare that the plan of the enemy will never succeed over my life. Lift your hands right where you are and open your mouth and decree and declare, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And it doesn't matter what people say about me. Their words will not come to fruition. I was built to progress. I was built to succeed. I am who God say that I am. I am totally and completely dependent upon God. He is my rock. He's my shield. He's my butler. He is my strong tower. He is my Jehovah Jireh. He is my refuge and strength. He is my present help in the time of trouble. Though an host should encamp around about me, in this will I be confident. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Now, if you have wandered from him, say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me for doubting the process. Forgive me. Forgive me for trying to do it on my own, Lord. I yield myself to you. I yield myself to you. For when you're ready, you will open doors for me that no man can shut. And you will shut the doors that need shutting in my life that no man can open. I am completely dependent on you. Not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. Not my will, Lord, let your will be done. Not my will, but let your will be done. Not my will, not my will, not my will. Not my will. In the name of Elohim Adonai, Makos Eriasata. I put the name of Elohim upon each and every one of us. Elohim bless thee. Elohim be gracious unto thee. Elohim lift up his countenance upon thee. Elohim cause his face to shine upon you. Elohim give you peace. Elohim cause your feet to exceed the gates of your enemies. Elohim cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. Feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. For his mouth has spoken it. Elohim heal the body of Christ today. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Elohim be our rear guard. Elohim go before us. And cancel the plan of the evil one. The favor of Elohim overtake us. Overtake us. And cause us to be a part of the flood that is on the way. There's a flood that is on the way. Abide in him. Abide in him, saints. And he will abide in you. God bless you on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.
Hi, I'm Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Please join me every Saturday at 8:45 a.m. for the Rose of Sharon Radio Ministry to hear a message from the Word of God.